Tubis Perek Yud Gimel Mishneh Hey. Ha-Posek Mois L'Chasonoi. Somebody was mechayiv himself a certain amount of money to give as an edunya to the Edim. Before the Kedushin he was mechayiv himself, and Aldas Kain, the Chosin was Mekadosh, Aldas Kain. The money L'Maisa wasn't delivered. U'Poshel Lo Yis HaRegel. Poshel Lo Yis HaRegel in modern Ivrit, Pshitas HaRegel is called bankruptcy. But the term comes from here, what it means literally is not bankruptcy, but that's called Ainly. What it means over here is Pasha Lo Yis HaRegel. It means he picked up his feet and he went. He was in a faraway place. He didn't deliver the goods. The father is someplace else. The Maisa, he ran away. He went to a different country, whatever it is. If the money is not delivered, Teishev Atche Yalvin Roshah, she's a Mikudeshes. We don't look at it as a Tanai that the Kedushin was Aldas, it should be delivered on time. If it wasn't delivered on time, it's not a Tanai. This is not Perek HaMadir. What we're talking about over here is it's a financial commitment. But Keneged, the financial commitment to him, to the Chos, not being in the Skyim, he doesn't have to keep his commitment to marry her. Teshuvat Shri Al-Murash, she doesn't have to be Machnasur. So she stays in Arusa, she's like an Aguna. And she could stay that way for years. There's two Gesois over here. The Mishnah that we have in front of us, that she Yalbin Roisha until his head is white. L'cha, the other Ger says, more understand what, she Talbin Roisha until her head turns white. Admin Oimer, he disagrees. If it was my choiv, you could say that my choiv, that I'm not mekayim, allows you not to be mekayim, your choiv to be machnes me. But over here it wasn't. Achshav she'aba posuk olai, mani yichol lasis, my father's choiv. My father is mechuyv that amount of money. You're right. You married me, al das kein b'lamais, you married me. And you have a commitment to me, to marry me, to be machnas me, to be nice in me. The choiv between you and my father, I'm sorry, but that's my father's choiv. Ma'ani yichol lasis, what should I do? Oy knois oy p'tor, either give me a get, or the husband's holding out, he's not giving her a get. Remember, in the times of Chazal, the husband can marry a second wife, so he marries somebody else, and she can sit as an aguna. She says, no, oy knois oy p'tor, that's what Admon says. Rabbi Gamliel, Reyani is Divrei Admon. Rabbi Gamliel says that the Achron, this is Taka the Halacha, that the Shibud is between the father and between the father and the husband. The husband can't use that as leverage and leave her in a state of Aguna. L'maisa, the Gemara narrows down the Machlokes, and the Gemara says like this, everybody agrees to that's in principle, that if the father was Mechayiv himself to the husband, it has nothing to do with the daughter, then Avada the Halacha is that this kind of Knoiser Ptor is definitely valid. That's the Kuli Alma. We're talking over here in the Mishnah, and this is where the Machlekes is, where the father was Posek B'mamode Shobas. The daughter was there. So if the daughter was there, we see her as part of the negotiations, we see her as part of the Chiv. That's where the Machlekes Tanoim is. If she created the Chiv, it's a Dava Basha, that he has a right to leverage against that. That's also not a Machlekes. There's a bunch of Nekudas that are discussed over here, some from the Gemara, some from the Rishonim. What happens if she does have money? Her father ran away, he doesn't want to pay the Chayv, but so she's independently wealthy. Rishonim say that then the husband can leverage. It's only over here because Mani Asa, what should I do? But what do you mean, you could do? A Ketana, Lamoshal, if she's Paisik, her Psika is nothing. So there, even if she's Paisik, that has no validity. It's only the father's Psika that's Mechayim. Let's say the husband had already married her, was already machnas her b'teich beisoy. Let's say he then wants to say, I'm not mechuyiv her any chiyuvim. That he can't say. Rishonim say. It's another din over here of Meiredes, which we had in the fifth perek, with his, according to some Rishonim, there's a takonas ha-go'inim, that if a woman is Meiredes bebalo, that we force the husband to give her a get. So Rishonim say over here, let's say he has a din that he could be ma'agin her. So if the Goyinim woman is sakana by every marriage, she says, I don't want to continue this marriage. We're kai for him to be megarish her. He doesn't have to give her a ksuba, it's her fault, but we do say that he has to divorce her. So over here, if she decides she wants to dig in her heels for money, and she doesn't want to pay, so right, theoretically it could be ma'agin her, but it's no worse than her saying, I don't want to get married. So then about he has to free her. L'maisa is another point also over here. Let's say we say, we're paskening, that he's mechuyev to marry her. Does that mean we force him to marry her? So the Achronim point out that it doesn't say over here that we force him to take her in. It says, oiknoi say p'tar. We'll force him either, but we're not going to force him to get married. He says anytime there's a mechutin that's yared min a chasav, if you want to pressure the chasav into walking down to the chuppah, even though he wasn't mekabel, even though he didn't get the money he was supposed to get, they weren't mekayim their financial chiyuvim, the Pesachim says, brought the Pesachet Shuva and Ebenezer Simon Beis, that that's improper. You don't have a right to force him. There's no such din. Mishnah Vov. Ho'oirer ala soda v'uchosim olea be'ed. This is the fourth din between Admin and the Chacham. Somebody is ma'arer on a soda. That means Reuven comes along, the Rav says, and he's ma'arer on a field that Shimon is working, planting. We see it as Shimon's field. And he says to him like this. He says, Shimon, Levi sold you this field some time ago, right? He signed on the Shtar Mechira, he sold it to you, you paid him money for it. Zolstavisin, that the field was stolen, it was really my field. Now, the Pashtus is that we have a din of Muchzokus. By Karka, the Muchzokus is not that simple. This is what's the Sugya in Pecheskes Habatim, where you have a Muchzik on Karka connected to Marukama. Somebody is known to have owned a certain field for years and years. He's a Marukam. Everybody knows his field. They're Edim. Now, all of a sudden, there's somebody else. He can't say he's a Muxin. Now, obviously, he bought it because Kaka is easy enough to just walk on. He has to be there for 3 years. That's the Zman of Ibud Ashtar. That's the Sugya in the third parak in Bava Basra. What we're talking about over here is where there's no question under the sun that we would paskin that the field belongs to the Ma'ar. The Levi signed the Shtar Mechira. The deed that Shimon has to the field was signed. It was sold to him by Levi. He paid Levi. Levi has absolutely no evidence that the field belongs to him. And there are Edim that the field belonged for years to Reuven. So, by rights, we would award the field to Reuven. There's only one catch. Listen to the case. The Chuchosim Olel Be'ed. Reuven, the one who's being Ma'ar, was signed on the Shtar Mechira. He's one of the Edim when Levi sold the field to Shimon. L'chor, that's a hoidos bal din that you did sell the field to Levi. Levi might not have a raya that he bought it from Reuven, Shimon Tainis, but there's a hoidos bal din over here that the field was sold to Levi. Otherwise, why would you sign on a mechira of a field that belongs to you and somebody else is selling it? Admin oimer, hu yochol oimer, yochol hu sheyoimer, hasheni neach levarishin kosher yemenu. The reason why I signed, it was a strategic maneuver, because I know that you're easier for me to fight it out with in Beis Din than the other guy. I don't want to deal with Levi. I want to deal with you. So I have a raya that saw this mine. The fact that I'm signed, we don't see necessarily as Hoidos Bal Din. I never signed Hoidos Bal Din. I signed on a Mechira. That's not a Hoidos Bal Din. At the end of the day, you signed your signature on a document that says that the field of Levi is being transferred to Reuven. That sounds like a Hoidos Bal Din. So Mele Ibis Chusay. Interesting what the Machlokes is. The Gemara speaks at one point that if you tak a chasmid on a sale that you know is bogus, you should have gone in front of Edim and you should have written what's called a Shtar Maido. Shtar Maido is anytime a person is forced to sign something and it's clearly extortion. So he can be Moisim Maido in front of Edim. He makes a valid declaration and it's gechasmid by Edim that he's declaring that which he's going to say in Bezdin Pliny is Shalakadin. He's going to have to prove that he's under threat, he's under duress. He can't stop. A person sells a house, he can't write out a shtar because if he wants to be mevatel the sale, he'll have what to show him best. He's not going to do that. So the din of a shtar does only when. But over here, he can show that he's a marakama. Everybody knows that the field belonged to Reuven, and Levi's selling, he could look at that as duress. So they asked him to be an aide. He signed that, but he should have written a shtar medor. There's one other point to point out, and that is that this idea that Reuven signed on a shtar is as an aid, that's where there's a machlokes. What happens if Reuven was sitting as a dayan on a kiyum of the shtar between Shimon and Levi? There we don't see any hedos about dance. Pasha, there's no hedos about dance. Why? Because lav dafka the dayanim are being dayanim on the contents of the shtar. They're being dayonim on the fact that the shtar was legal in the sense that it's not mezuyif. So lav dafka, that the dayon even read exactly which field he was talking about, it wasn't relevant. He didn't read the whole document to see where the field is located. And they go, oh, it's my field. Ah, obviously I'm admitting that my field was sold to somebody else. No. He signed on the signatures. He sees Levi. He sees Shimon. So he's willing to sign on the signatures of the Edim that signed on that shtar. You can't make more out of it than that. Aso simen la'acher. The Mishnah adds another case. This wasn't a shtar mechira on the field. Shimon and Levi were doing business on another field. In order to describe the field that was being sold, Shimon and Levi, as a landmark, used that field. That means there's a location A, location B. Location A and location B are neighboring each other. Location A is the field that we have a dispute on. Reuven says that he's a Marukama, the field belongs to him. Levi claims that Reuven must have sold to him because Reuven is Gechasmet. What are we talking about? The shtar in front of us is a shtar that says that Levi is selling another field, location B. Location B, where is location B? It's described in the shtar as bordering location A that belongs to Levi. On that, why would Reuven sign? The taina that Reuven has is, I want the field to be Biad Shimon, not Biad Levi, because Shimon is an easier person for me to deal with. Levi is a shver man dama. But over here, that's not the nice. You're using it as a landmark. Why do you sign on something that has a landmark that incriminates you, that the field is no longer yours? Oh, that must be a Hidoz Paldin. That's the way the Gemara names it on. And over here, there's no Machlekes. Taisus learns slightly different. Taisus learns that it's not a field that's between Shimon and Levi. And what's written in the shtar, the landmark, it identifies another field with the simon of this field that Reuven is claiming is his. It's talking about Reuven sold the field. And in the shtar, Reuven identifies his field that he's selling as next to the other field that belongs to Levi. That's even better. That's mamash does, but the other field belongs to Levi. Why would you write such a thing? That's pashut. The first way is a psachidish, because Lamaisa, it is a sale that's going from one person to another. The way Taisus says, is a chare more pashut, that there wouldn't be a machlag between Adam and the Chachom. Last point, you'll notice that the Mishnah does not say what it said in Mishnah, hey, Omram Gamliel Reyani is Divri Admoin. So the Gemara sees that as a psak halacha. And Mishnah, hey, Ram Gamliel Paskin, and that's where we nem on. Mishnah Vov, the halacha will be like the Chachom, about the Das like the Roy. And that's where it'll be with the Mishnah is continuing.